This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't understand anyone who isn't thrilled with what Javi's doing. Who cares? Everyone. I mean, Christ, the guy's own family probably wrote him off. It doesn't matter. The question is, how believable is it? Two homers last night, six RBIs, game-winning three-run homer and extras. Great baseball game overall. But how real is it? An 870 OPS? You know, a 145 OPS plus. I mean, these are numbers the guy hasn't touched in 7 years. I don't know how real it is. I just know he is delivering an MVP performance to this team at a time they needed it at their lowest point. They had no one healthy to play center field. Right. No Veerling, no Wenciel, no Parker Meadows. They brought in a guy. He fell down the stairs leaving the airplane. Like, they were down five people who could play center field. Javi's played like an all-star. The question is, how close to the team store are you? Meaning, when you buy a player's apparel, you got to live with that decision. Otherwise, you're the guy walking around in a Rodney Stuckey jersey. So how, I'm kind of asking you, how believable is this? Like, are you ready to go to the team store? Now, I'm not. It's 34 games. Baseball's super strange. This is a stunning. It's one of the stories in the entire sport. I can't go there. Happy, but I can't go there.
It is. So,
but you're Rico, saying, team store?
You know what? If it goes bad, I'll put it next to the Akil Badu jersey. Yeah,
the Walter Sharp replica. David, ticket text, and I'll get to the callers. And we've got a couple open lines. One note on that Scooble update. That was not Jeremy Otto. Face down in a pile of cocaine. He really said 50 strikeouts in one walk. What Scooble is doing now trumps anything he's ever done. And I'd argue what he's giving you right now is on par. I don't want to be provocative to say it's better than, but it's on par with any run Justin Verlander went on. Any, at any point in his career. It's truly remarkable. It's unbelievable the way Scooble's pitched.
Yeah.
David, take a text, please.
I'm not buying in on Javi. At best, this lasts until the All-Star break. Maybe he becomes a 250 batter, but 320 will not sustain. Adam in Monroe. Matt in Farmington Hills says, I'm with you, Mike. It's just fun to watch, and I'm rolling with it. Enough said. Let's all just enjoy it. My wife didn't like me 3 years ago either. Okay. Wow.
I got personal. Damn. Fast.
Someone's asking, do you consider or what can you get for him in a trade? The way he is playing right now, could you get something of significance?
No. No, because it's 34 games. Plus, he means more to you than anybody else. You need him. I can't believe these words are being spoken in a serious tone. You need him.
No, that's clearly a conversation for about 2 months from now. He's still doing this? Maybe you just sell the
He's
stock
still day, but here's the key. He's still doing this, and you're remotely this good? Man, you ain't trading nobody. Like, this team can make the World Series. They can. If this is who they are. The problem is you got three guys that were all dead and buried. They're all playing really well. Mize, Torque, and Harvey.
Can all three of those keep doing it?
Okay. It's Javier to you.
Okay. My bad.
Javier Bays.
Exactly.
I don't even care if the other shoe drops. The Tigers have gotten off to horrible starts forever. This team started off hot and Javi has led them. I love it. Someone else says, can he win comeback player of the year?
Yeah, asking 100 games.
Yeah, correct.
Not after 34 games, you can't. That's like Kenny being good in the first 7 minutes of a show. What are you going to give him, the MVP for a four-hour program? It's not how it works. I
thought you were about to say something else.
No, David, just stop. Get your mind out of the papal gutter. You are really something else. Let's go to the people. Go to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, pal?
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I think he'll stay the same because, you know, he got that energy from his hip. And he went to go see that therapist from the lady Get Out. You know, she messed with his mind, made him a better player.
Oh, my.
But last thing, and sorry for your loss, Mike, on the Celtics, man.
Oh, please. Listen, they hung a banner last year. John, if you told me to win a championship, I had to have my best player die, I'd sign the piece of paper every time. It is what it is. You know what needs to happen now, Johnny? The Pistons need to take advantage. You need to shop at the Celtics carcass.
Yeah, go get Super Tatum?
No, I'm saying call about Jaylen Brown. Call about Derek White.
Just call.
I think the Celtics are blowing the thing up. They should, by the way. But, Johnny.
I think they should go get Giannis.
Oh, the Pistons?
Yeah.
I think you're going to have a problem doing it now that San Antonio got the number two overall pick. But, hey, guess what, John? I'm good with it. You make the call. You see if what you have is more palatable. And, look, John, here's what it boils down to. If you really look at it, it would come down to the value board of the Bucks. Do they covet someone like Ron Holland, Ausar Thompson, Jalen Duren, more than Harper or Ace Bailey or Vijay Edgecombe? I don't know that answer. You make the call. Now, we talked about it yesterday, and I'm sure it's up on our YouTube. I mean, the Pistons' timeline got sped up. They were a huge winner on lottery night, both from Tatum dying and from Cooper Flagg's not coming to the East. Giannis is leaving the East. I think he will end up with the Spurs. Like, that was a big night for you guys. But no, I mean, do you understand why when people are like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. I'm like, I'm not trying to be crass, but I don't care. Like,
no, but
we won last year. It just shows you how hard it is to win a championship.
No, it does, Mike. But I think it's just people feeling sympathetic because of how it happened. It wasn't like you just got blown out of the series. It's your best player went down. And not only did he go down, he's not going to be back next year either. So I think that's where people are just
we're tanking for I don't know who. I guess for me, if they didn't win the title, yes, I would be like, oh, my God. Winning it last year, this was a free roll. But I also knew going into this, they were going to blow the team up. You can't stay in the second tax apron. Right. Fans got to get hip to the new NBA CBA.
No, I'm just saying, it was just, you know, Ananobi steals the ball. It's just like you didn't know your season was over on that simple play.
Well, they were already done. You know what? Fine. Sure. I'd given up.
I know.
David? You're going to say something? Say it.
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Well, then, listen. You're hovering over that microphone.
Microphone's right here. I'm looking at the computer.
Like the ice cream truck rolled by. I mean, wait, come on. I look over. I thought he was about to speak. Take care of some business. We'll get to the callers in a second, okay?
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
How close are you to shopping at the team store? Javi Baez did it again, 870 OPS. He's an all-star right now through 34 games. Will it continue or not? Hey, I leave that to you guys. You know where I reside on stuff like that. I try, I really do try. 34 games to make up for 3 years? Nah, I can't do it. I'm happy, and I do believe if he's remotely anything close to this, why can't you say World Series? I think you can. I've tried to tell you guys since the start of the year, I don't believe in the Yankees. Oh, you're just being negative. No, I'm not. Our best players are dead. Second of all, look around the AL. Now, the NL would be a different conversation, but you're not there. I truly believe the way this team's playing, and you're getting contributions from everywhere, and it's what makes the offense dangerous, and the pitching, we know what it is. So I just want to know how close you are to, like, wearing the scarlet letter. If the guy ends up hitting 238 and you bought the T-shirt jersey, are you ready to make that type of commitment? That's kind of like the fan altar, isn't it?
It is. When
you buy a jersey or a T-shirt jersey, you've kind of made a commitment now.
You're right. Yeah, till death do you part. You own that thing. And your friends will let you know you own that thing.
To the people we go. We'll go to Toby 97.1. Toby, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, hey, guys. Okay, real quick. I just wanted to say before I said about Javi Baez, I said this before the season started. You might have had a little preseason talk.
Okay.
I said he was going to be great. You guys didn't agree. But it's all good. I figured he was going to come back to being the way he could be, and he's doing what he's doing.
You
and
win.
I give him probably – he's got 35 games in. I say at 70, that's when we can really say he's having a year. I say halfway through the season – say 70 games.
Sure.
If he can get 70 in and be hitting, you know, above 285, have, you know, 15 home runs, you know, some RBIs, and still play the way he's playing in the outfield. And yes, you guys are spot on. The Tigers, I think what they did last year in the playoffs, I think it's going to give them that much more confidence and understanding about what needs to be done to get to the next round, to make the big play, and to, you know, keep fighting every second of the game, every inning, every this. I saw that game last night. I was watching hockey, watching basketball. I turned it on in the eighth inning and, you know, in the extra innings, and he hit the home run. I couldn't believe it. It was fabulous. Go Tigers and rock on. And
what you're saying about the playoffs, listen, Tob, here's the deal. What you're saying has merit, because last year when they made the playoffs, they didn't have enough useful pieces in that lineup. And that's how you end up with like a Matt Vierling 2-for-40. This year they've added, well, let's see. Torkelson is a useful piece that he was not last year. Javi Baez is a, right now, an all-star piece they didn't have. Like, they have more pieces.
Even
Zach McKinstry, Gleyber Torres. It doesn't matter who it is. It just matters that it is. So guys that are good now might not even be here by the end of the year. It just matters, do you have enough? And that's where I'm not overreacting any of it. But I don't think it's fake to get out to, you know, what is it, 27-15 or whatever it is. I don't. No. It's okay to just say, all right, they've gotten out to a rocket start. How much of this can they preserve? But no, Rico, you can go to the team store and get your little Baez jersey. I'm not ready to do that. Okay. I'm thrilled. I'm rooting for you. Hell, I'll even pitch in for you to go get it. But I'm not ready to go there.
I'll go down there with slick back hair Kenny. Kenny, you in? All right, Rico, just for you. I'm here.
That sounded begrudging. Do you have an issue attending a baseball game with a black man, Kenny?
I do not. I would like to state for the record,
I do not. I'll buy him a beer. He'll be happy.
Okay, then. Let's move on. Let's go over to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, how you doing, buddy? Whoopsie daisy, hit the wrong button.
Doing good today.
There you go, Jeff. I'm sorry about that, pal. What's going on?
Well, I thought you were going to hang up on me before I called.
No,
but
no.
The health issue, I think everybody's hit pretty good, and it does seem, you know, you have a bounce back. You felt lousy for a while. You have a bounce back and feel better. That's normal. But I want to talk to Rico on this, because he's been on this for a while. It's the fact that he signed to a pretty bad team for a lot of money. It was a paycheck. Last year, he missed the playoffs that they were in. They got better without him, and maybe the fact that he is a part of a playoff run, has, you know, just changed his focus and demeanor, because Rico had said that for him to, you know, stay engaged, they have to be playing for something.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it was. And I think with the Tigers was so bad, and then he went and got the surgery and they got good. He hung out in the clubhouse. He saw, wow, okay, maybe this isn't as bad. And Jeff, maybe that's the motivation that he needed to actually pick his game up and actually contribute to this team. I don't know what it is, Jeff. All I know is I like what I see.
So do I. You guys have a good day.
You too, Jeff. Appreciate it. We'll go over to Anthony, 97.1. Ant, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, Ant.
So you guys bring up Javier Baez. Do you think he can sustain how he's been playing? I think no with 320, but I think he can keep the 270 hitting, because I think he's fully bought in and the confidence is at an all-time high. And the question I have for you guys is, let's say he keeps that right around 270 or even 265, keeps the energy. When Parker Meadows comes back and Wenzel comes back, do you stick him back at shortstop and remove Trey Sweeney? Because if Baez is keeping play like that, you can't platoon him and have
well,
to have
I think
him
the
at,
other
you
thing you can do,
player.
AJ talked about a little bit too, Anthony, is you probably look to move him to right field a little bit. I mean, AJ's going to be open-minded about it. And if the guy's going to hit, and I'm with you, I'd sign a piece of paper today. If you could tell me he'll hit 270 rest of the way, I'd sign the piece of paper right now.
Yeah, and then another question I have for you guys is, so you're talking about, you think if the Tigers could easily make the World Series or even just the AL Championship Series, normally when teams are this hot and let's say they keep it up down the line, do you think that they should make a move at the trade deadline? Because normally teams that – always. So then
always.
I was going to ask, what position do you think they would have to trade for?
Oh, I mean, look, it'll depend on who's hurt and who's not. It'll depend on what everyone's looking to do. I just have an approach about it, Anthony. If I'm going for a World Series, you got to jump in a pool. You have to get better. And whether it's a bullpen piece, whether it's a starter, a lot of that is dictated by what your roster looks like 4th of July weekend. I can't speculate on that. But when you want to know on a principal level, Anthony, I'll always tell you, yeah, go all in. Mm-hmm. And not stupidly,
no.
But you go get better. Yes.
Especially if there's a glaring need that you're like, you know what, we're not going to go that far if we don't have this third baseman. If we don't have this, like I said, we need some more help coming out the bullpen. Yeah, you go out, you don't break the bank, but yeah, this is where you may even go after a rental player knowing it's going to cost us, one of the people on the farm, but let's win right now.
Let's go to JD, 97.1. JD, what's going on, buddy?
Doing all right, guys. How about yourself?
Not too bad. What do you make of the Baez deal here?
For Javi Baez, Javier Baez, whatever you want to call him, I'm ready to be on board with it. And part of why I feel like I can say that now is we're starting to get towards a sample size that I can feel happy about saying that. If we were through 2 weeks of baseball, I wouldn't be there yet. But through about 2 months, and he's still maintaining an average north of 300, and it's got a truckload of RBIs over the past couple series, I'm ready to believe in it.
Let me ask you a question, whether it be for yourself or a child or a loved one, how close are you to shopping at the team store for some Baez merch?
Well, after he hit a walk-off last night, I opened up the store page and looked at a jersey, so I figure that puts me pretty high.
JD, I'm begging you, wait till June 1st, please.
I will wait a little bit more. I'll at least wait until another Memorial Day paycheck.
All right, you got now, JD. I appreciate it. And look, if the guy's hitting 300 on June 1st, what do you want me to say? At that point, I'd probably have to roll with it.
So we're looking at Memorial Day. Okay,
around. Okay. Yeah, in that range.
Okay.
It's why we
Kenny,
watch.
We're heading to the ballpark.
But see, I could see Kenny in one of those T-shirt jerseys. He wears that god-awful cider T-shirt jersey all the time. I could see you in a Baez thing.
What do you have against the Scherzy?
Well, first of
all, I never knew it was called the Scherzy.
First of all, I have developed a borderline loathing of the Detroit Red Wings for what they do to us.
That's fair. I'll
so
give you that.
In general, seeing the red makes me see red. But there's something about, I feel like the minute you purchase a player's jersey or a Scherzy, something bad's going to happen. It's going to be like Clint Barmas with the Rockies, where he fell down the stairs carrying deer meat and the guy's out for the year. And now you're stuck with the jersey.
I did buy a cider jersey 2 years ago, and they still haven't been to the playoffs. So I think there might be merit to what you're saying.
I think it's a dangerous move.
It is merit to what you're saying, because the minute I bought a Chauncey Billups jersey, then he was traded for Allen Iverson.
It's a song as old as time. You know what? That's why I just stick with the Hall of Famers. They're done. Can't hurt me. That's actually the smartest. You know what? Anytime I see it, and you see it a lot now, when the Lions are on and people are rocking not only Barry Sanders jerseys, but the Oklahoma State Barry Sanders jersey. Mm-hmm. Get something that's timeless.
Yes.
Do not run out and buy a Baez jersey. I understand it's been a fun 34 games.
So no Terrion Arnold jersey?
I don't recommend it. Okay. Now, if it's a little kid, go for it. That's a part of life. Oh, my favorite player got traded. It's your opportunity as a parent to say, or as an aunt or an uncle, life ain't fair. And that player doesn't like you. It's like a Bronx Tale. Mickey Mantle ain't going to pay your mortgage.
And that player doesn't like you.
That's it.
So now he grows up hating this person.
That's the design. Because I want kids to root for the logo. Not these egomaniacs making $50 million a year. You root for the logo, bro, little Bobby.
You fighting the wind right now. The only time I think you root for the logo is college. That's it. You just root for the team colors.
You're telling me little kids don't root for the Tigers. They root for an individual player.
Well, I think the Tigers, because the Tigers never really had the superstar, but now they're like, hey, I'm a Schuble guy. Now if Schuble gets moved.
To hell with him. Root for the hat. You root for the logo on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back. These are the lessons you should be teaching people.
So saith Mikey.
I'm just saying, you buy it at the team store. You think the player's your friend? Little Bobby, he's not your friend. He's not coming to hang out.
But the team, what happens when the team leaves?
Not leaving. We don't have those problems in Detroit.
We ain't Cleveland.
I'm about to say, look at Oakland.
What are you with Cleveland?
I'm saying the Browns left.
Oh,
we're not that.
I thought you were talking about the Cleveland Barons.
No.
Their NHL team they had for 10 minutes.
No.
I'm like the Oakland A's.
That's a meth head market. We are a proud, richly traditional sports market. We're not losing our teams.
Old English D. I like that.
It's one of the best logos in all sports, period.
What did AI have to say about it?
Blackjack?
No. No, the logo that we did yesterday.
All right. He probably asked for a comp slip.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
David, we'll check in on the ticket text. We'll get to the people in a second. Javi Baez is the topic. I don't think anybody can believe what they're watching. The point is, it doesn't matter. It's happening. And it's fantastic because I think what gets lost in the story of it, it's not about why is it happening? It's sports. Sports is weird. It's that they needed this. Five players who they would have or had penciled in to play center field died. They didn't do this because they wanted to. They did this because they had to. And Javi, in 34 games, has played 20 of them in center, and he's played at an all-star level. Will it continue? I mean, come on. I don't even need to tell you my opinion on that. It doesn't matter. Because it's helped you through the 34 games to be arguably the best team in the American League. And that's more than I ever thought Javi would give us in 10 lifetimes. So we're asking the next question. When are you ready to risk it all? Shoot your shot, team store. You fully believe in a player when you buy the player's jersey or t-shirt jersey, the Kenny Cott look. Are you really ready to go there after 34 games? I'm not, but you might be. David, the ticket text, what do you got?
From Chase, I got me and my son a Baez City Connect shirt.
Oh, dear.
I already had a Baez jersey. Wow. I need more time on Javi. He has been amazing, but that doesn't make up for that contract. No jersey for me. Someone says Baez equals absolutely not. Custom made Javier Bays jersey, though, equals I'll buy a dozen. And yes, I want the first and the last name on the back.
That's Come on, man.
I bought a Baez t-shirt when we first got him. It's been in hiding. The bottom drawer of my dresser since then might need to find it.
Yeah, I would say you might want to run that through the washing machine to get the crinkles out. That thing's been buried for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Jake from Detroit. I've had a Baez jersey since we first signed him, and it sucked. I've had people telling me to use it to wipe where the sun doesn't shine, take that garbage out, but now I can finally wear it without getting heckled, so I'm wearing it every chance I
get. He's taking that to the dry cleaner, getting it starched, bedazzled.
Someone else says, got to be careful with any jersey. Bought a Mickey jersey during the run of the Central titles. Pretty sure the next week he was in the best shape of his life.
Uh-oh. Yeah, root for the logo on the front, not the name on the back. It's all I can tell you. But do whatever you want to do. We'll go to Bill 97.1. Billy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Good, Bill. What's on your mind?
I think I might spring for a jersey. No full-blown jersey for Javi yet, but it has to have Bays, B-A-Y-S, on the, on the back.
They don't do custom t-shirts, do they? Anything.
You can find somebody to make that. I think all of these things, confluence of factors that are making Javi do what he's doing, but and all of it kind of comes down to the confidence, I think, and just he's having fun. He's been miserable the last number of years. You can't tell me that he's wanted to show up at the ballpark and not contribute at all and just have kind of that albatross contract around his neck.
Bill, no matter how bad it got, no matter how nasty. Like, I mean, I told you, I didn't want to look at the guy. When anyone would call in and accuse him of tanking it, I'd go, no, you don't get it. No professional wakes up going, oh, I want to be terrible today. No, you're right, Bill.
Right.
He was miserable.
He wasn't miserable to be here. He was miserable to be playing baseball anywhere. And now that he's contributing, he's on a young team that's having a lot of fun. AJ's like, you know, okay, you're a ball player, you're an athlete, we need somebody to play center. Run out there and play center. I think he's having a good time, and it makes all the difference in the world.
Agreed. Totally. And look, will it last, Bill? I mean, I struggle with that. I mean, the numbers he's putting up right now, he'd start the All-Star game.
Yeah, well, you know, guys who hit 280 for a season, you know, they don't get 2.8 hits for every 10 at-bats, right? He needs to go through a stretch where he hits, where he goes 2 for 20, and then pull himself out of that, and that's when I'll believe.
You nailed it. Show me, and again, and Bill, I'm so glad you said that, because that's what people are going to have to show him the grace, all right? They're all gassing him up right now, and they're all hype men. Just when it goes south, stick with him for a few weeks, and let's see if he comes out the other side.
No, that's when you burn the jersey.
No!
Kenny, we're burning the jerseys.
Kenny, do they make custom jerseys?
I just got this jersey. Now we're burning the jersey?
Well, you can burn the cider one, I'll tell you that much. Get rid of that thing.
It's a great one.
Is it?
Yes.
Kenny, by the time they make the playoff, there'll be holes in that thing. Yeah, argue it.
No comment.
Yeah, argue it.
No comment. I don't want to talk about it.
Go to Darren, 97.1. Darren, what's going on, bud?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
How are you?
I love the show.
Darren?
I want to reach on. Yeah, hold on one second. Okay. Hear me now?
Yeah, hear you loud and clear. Are you okay? Are you safe?
Yeah, I was on my Bluetooth.
Gotcha. What's up?
I want to add to what you guys are saying there about the superstition, and that is so real. Nobody buy anything. Let the guy play and let it run out on his own. The minute everybody starts getting into that, he's going to blow it. It's superstition. Sports superstition is very real.
I mean, yeah, it is. The team store thing is just a different way of asking the question of how much you believe. That's all it is. And I mean, look, 100. I'm not ready to go all in. I think that doesn't mean I'm not excited about what's happening. But no, I can't do that on May 14th. I mean, great example. Will Aaron Judge keep playing the way he's playing? Absolutely not. Why? He's hitting 400. Not sustainable. It's just, you can't.
I don't know. Since Tatum went down, we need a new Superman. I found out why he was in all those commercials, by the way.
Because the movie is
because Superman out. Like fadeaway jumpers?
No, the movie
because
is
Superman decided to kill the team's offense and play hero ball?
No, because the movie's coming out.
I don't care.
That's why all those commercials. Because I was like, man, this is that's why.
Okay, well, not Superman. 248-539-9797. We'll get more to people in the mix. We got NFL schedule stuff. Rico has a black market schedule for the Lions. Don't know if it's real, but Rico's going to pretend it is. We're going to get to that at 4 o'clock. Because I'm going to tell you, it scared the hell out of me. We're going to talk about it.
All right. NFL schedule drops later tonight. So let's have some fun with it. David, let's do a scheduling blitz.
Oh, goody. Schedules.
Yeah, let's go through this.
Oh, we lost David.
Let's go through this here. I have week one, the entire week one for the NFL here. So let's start it here. We know we already have the Thursday night opener, Cowboys at the Eagles.
No.
Friday night, we have Chiefs at the Chargers. That is in Brazil. We know we have that already.
Why do we need a game on Friday night? Okay.
Here is your early window for week one.
Are these a 1 p.m. or are going to be up at 7 for the game in Istanbul?
These are 1 p.m. 1 p.m. Buccaneers at Falcons.
Yes.
Panthers at Jags. So that is the debut of Travis Hunter.
Absolutely not.
Dolphins at
Colts. You know
what?
You just got to get that game out the way, I guess.
You do. That's why these are 1 o'clock.
Dolphins and Colts?
Yeah, that's why.
You can have it.
1 o'clock. Yeah, Raiders at Patriots.
Oh, my God. This is awful. No.
Steelers at Jets.
No.
Okay. So this is why you got those games on Thursday and Friday.
No, they should be in the 1 o'clock window. This is an egregious red zone window.
Well, what the NFL is hoping for with the Steelers and Jets is that Aaron Rodgers makes a decision to play for the Steelers, then he returns to the Jets for week one. That's their hope. Then you have Bengals at Browns.
No.
Cardinals at Saints.
No.
And then the Giants at Commanders.
No, yes. I sound like Michael Scott. No. That is an awful 1 o'clock slate.
Start the season? Yeah.
Because the two best games are on Thursday and Friday.
Then you have the 405 and 425 games.
Oh, here we go. America's game of the week.
Niners at Seahawks.
Yes.
Yes.
Titans at Broncos. That is the debut of Cam Ward on the road against the Broncos.
No.
Lions at Packers.
100,000%.
That is going to be on Fox at 4:25.
Joe Buck and his hair plugs.
Yes.
Let's get it popping.
Texans at Rams.
Yes.
Yeah.
Over under 78.5. Yes. See, you can basically go under anesthesia until 4 p.m.
So all the appetizers, 1 o'clock. Now, I wish one of those 4:30 games was at 1.
Thank you.
Because now I got to go, okay.
I would actually take the Titans Broncos in the 1 o'clock win. That's a better game for me to see
Cam Ward die.
I just want to see the debut. That would be better than
debut on the road.
Bengals at Browns
against the top 10 defense. Okay,
it is what it is.
Why don't you attend an execution while you're at it?
Sunday night football for week one: Ravens at Bills.
Yes. Now, see, at least that
they're making up for that.
Yes,
1 o'clock.
Are.
Yeah.
Hey. I'd say go rake the leaves, but it'll be too early in the year. Just 1 o'clock, you don't need to partake.
You can enjoy the cider meal. Vikings at Bears will be the Monday night week one matchup.
Okay, this is a golf clap to the league. 4 p.m., the night game, the Monday night game. Fabulous.
So Thursday, Friday, 4 p.m.
Yeah.
So just at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, just the best time to watch football, 1 in the afternoon.
You know what that is? That's a break. Knock out your honey-do list. Get that stuff out of the way. You're not missing much.
Truth.
You are right about that one. Michael, I wanted to go through this one.
What?
For you.
Why? Why am I a human pinata when it comes to the NFL?
This is nuts. It's not a human pinata.
What do you want?
Where is a win in the first 6 weeks for the New York Giants?
Bro, there ain't one.
At Commanders.
Loss.
At Cowboys.
Loss.
That's Chiefs. A win. No. I think Cowboys is a win.
Look, hold on,
Cowboys.
Stop for a second. Hey, NASA, all right, SpaceLink, go pull it up, Giants-Cowboys results. Tell me what you see.
It's not primetime, is it?
Just go look. Trust your boy. David, continue. 0-2.
Week 3, Chiefs Sunday Night Football.
0-3.
At home.
Biggest upset of the year.
Tommy Cutlass comes in.
Another home game in week 4 against the Chargers.
0-4.
at the Saints, week five. Wait,
that's a win. If you don't win that game, fire everybody.
Chargers, where's the Chargers game?
Doesn't matter.
That's at home.
They don't have a home game.
Could be on the moon. It doesn't matter.
You can't beat the Chargers?
We're terrible. Go ahead.
And then a scheduled loss in week six because it is a short week for you to face the Eagles on Thursday Night Football.
Dead. Yeah. And the Arch Manning watch begins. I haven't even gotten to see Jackson
Dart play.
Possibly
1-5, yes. Yeah,
great start to the year. That'll fit right in with the last 5 or 6 years. Go ahead.
Have you seen those Cowboys results yet, Rico?
Yeah, how's it going for you?
I'm just going to trust you. I'm not even going to look it up. I'm trying to find some other things over here.
Oh, excuse us.
I'm just going to trust you, he says.
Maybe the wife is a Wi-Fi booming.
Booming.
Go ahead.
Let me give you week two. I have one matchup for sure in week two, 4:25 on Fox. It is the Super Bowl rematch.
Yes.
Eagles and Chiefs in Kansas City.
Game of the week.
Yeah.
Troy Aikman will look like he's seven martinis deep. He'll have his shirt undone, tie all loose. He'll look like some detective who's just counting down the minutes till the end of his shift. Yes.
So I do have your full Christmas schedule.
I hate all of it, and I won't participate.
Yeah, I have your full Christmas schedule. Christmas Day at 1 p.m., you will have the Cowboys and the Commanders.
I leave this to Rico. Rico doesn't care about Jesus' birthday, so go ahead.
Well, technically, it's in the summer, but Cowboys.
Technically, you're right.
Cowboys and Commanders, yeah, I'm watching that.
And then the 4:30 game.
Yeah, the Hate Your Family game.
The Detroit Lions at the Vikings.
Are you kidding me?
4:30.
The Lions are on Christmas Day.
4:30, yes.
Oh, come on. I sound like that drop of Dan Dickerson we have. Come on. The Lions are on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go, no.
I sound like Paul Woods. I hate this.
Yes. I mean, it's going to be played during Christmas dinner, but...
Yeah. It's wrong. Wrong on all levels.
Hey, you wanted to be a big boy.
We'll discuss this because I hate the fact you just said that. Keep going.
I have one more week two matchup here. It is the Steelers. They are going to host the Seahawks in week two.
What's the 8 o'clock game for Christmas?
I don't see that yet.
Okay.
Yeah, no. The NFL has to drag this out even more.
Yeah, I don't see that yet. But, the Steelers are going to host the Seahawks on week
David,
two.
I got to tell you something. If you don't get Aaron Rodgers, the NFL will be punishing America.
Correct.
With Steelers primetime games in the same way they punished America with Daniel Jones.
This one, I'm not sure if this is primetime yet. We don't know yet, but it's probably. I would hope it's 1 o'clock for that reason because I just.
Mason Rudolph in primetime, huh? Gird your loins. Real exciting stuff.
That's going to be amazing to watch.
What is your viewpoint as a pastor, Christmas Day games? Let's talk about it.
I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
He was very angry.
Well, Mr. Non-denominational over here loves it.
He was very
Bring it on, that's Rico. Bring it on, hey, Christmas Day.
We should talk about this.
Okay.
Just
that is
tight.
Your Thank schedule you, David. Blitz.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.